It's important that even in the midst of having different things, having stuff, that we stay detached from those things. That's what Jesus is getting at in the gospel, that we remain detached. It's okay to have things. We need money at different times for different things. But to remain detached from those things so that we can be focused on heaven, on our relationship with God. That's the important thing. I had a bit of a wake-up call about this teaching this week. During this week, we've had a little trouble with internet and phones and TV and all that fun stuff over at the rectory at the office this week. And I don't mind telling you, it was a bit hard to go without some of that stuff. It was kind of frustrating. And the funny thing is that when I choose to give up those things, it's easy. I'll often go camping during the summer. I'm going to places where there's no cell phone reception. My parents' cabin barely has any cell phone reception. I'll go there. I'll spend several days without having any of that stuff. When I go on retreat, I turn off my cell phone. Even if I read a newspaper, I feel like I'm cheating a little bit. And I can go that week without any of that technology. But when it happens that it goes against my will, and suddenly I can't have that stuff, I can't check the weather, I can't check my email, that's when it gets frustrating. And so it's kind of a wake-up call. I thought I was fairly well detached from things, but this week kind of proved that, no, I'm still kind of attached to things. I share that story because I think we can all relate to those times when it's things suddenly realize, oh, how attached we are to our stuff. And so this reading should serve as a reminder to us of working on being detached from those things. They're not the important things. They're fun to have. They're great to have. Technology can help us in a lot of different ways. There are different things that we can have, we can really enjoy having. But it's our joy in heaven that's the important thing that we should set our focus on. And so Jesus really talks about this in this conversation with this young man, a rich young man, who wishes to follow him. But because of his many possessions, is unwilling to give them up to follow Jesus. And then he says this phrase, Jesus says this phrase, that I think is also important to be able to reflect on. He says, it is easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for one who is rich to enter the kingdom of God. And so to imagine how it is, how is it possible for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle? How this is, how is it even possible? Now, whenever I preach this particular gospel and this image, there's always somebody who comes up to me after Mass and says, "Well, now, Father, I was reading, and some scholars say that Jesus is only talking figuratively, and the eye of a needle is actually the name of a hole that's in the wall of a city, and that if the gates are closed, a camel can still get through this eye of a needle. It's hard. They have to get down on their, basically on their knees and kind of wiggle through, and maybe somebody has to unload the camel and all this stuff. But it is possible for that camel to get through this figurative image of an eye of a needle. And yes, some scholars have posited that as an explanation for what Jesus is saying. But let's open this up a little bit more. Let's look at this. After Jesus says that phrase, easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle, the apostles, the disciples, are exceedingly astonished, and they say among themselves, who then can be saved? Obviously, Jesus has said something that's a bit troubling, a bit hard to, how is this going to be possible? And then Jesus says, for human beings, it is impossible. It is impossible, but not for God. Now, if you consider this image, if Jesus is only speaking figuratively, and we're talking about a hole in a wall that a camel can fit through, then the camel can do it on his own, on its own. And that it doesn't need any help from a human being or from God, for that matter, or any of that. It can do it on its own. I don't think that's what God is getting at. You know, if that's the symbol, then it's saying that we, on our own, under our own power, can get into heaven by our own merits. Now, when we look at our understanding of heaven and our reliance on God, I don't think that's what Jesus is getting at. I think Jesus is talking about a literal eye of a needle, a literal camel. And he's saying it's easier for this huge mammal to get through that tiny little eye of a needle than for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of heaven. So then the disciples asked, who then can be saved? And Jesus says, it is impossible for human beings, but God, for God it is all things are possible. The idea is we need to rely on God. It's not our own merits, it's not our own doing that somehow we can squeeze through that hole. Somehow we can get on our hands and knees and do this, maybe because we are working on doing our own stuff, our own prayers, our own good works, whatever it is that we're trying to do. But it is by God's help, by God's grace, that we are able to enter the kingdom of God. And so to keep that in mind, it's not meant to be, these words aren't meant to be condemning, meant to make us feel depressed that, oh, how am I ever going to do this? It's meant to give us hope that God will help us. But we need to rely on Him. We need to turn to Him. Ask for that help to be detached from our everyday things, to be all the more connected with Him. May God help us to be all the more connected to Him, all the more trusting in Him, so that He may lead us to everlasting life.